listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 92. Hey, everybody. Kayla Lords here with the one, the only, the surrounded by Lego figurines. I'm going to have to take a picture. You're never going to understand what I mean. John Brownstone. Today, we're talking about cock rings. Ooh. I just like being able to say cock.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. Mm-hmm. And have a reason for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could walk around just saying cock.
Mm-hmm.
But most people wouldn't understand why.
No.
They might think I'm looking for a chicken.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be.
No.
I'd be looking for cock.
We want to choke the chicken.
Yeah. Choke it good. Anyway. Wow. And cock rings. We're going to choke the chicken well with our cock ring? Okay. Let's do this. This will be awesome. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us, or anywhere else you are listening to this podcast. Reviews really do help.
Yes, they do.
And if you think that we have helped you, then if you could help us so other people can find us and we can help those people too.
Right.
So much help. So much helping going on. Sort of like when you choke the chicken with help. You can follow the show on Twitter at LovingBDSM, or you can check us out on our website, lovingbdsm.net. All links are in the show notes. This week's episode is brought to you by 30 Days of DS, our free 30-day email program designed to help you think more deeply about dominance and submission, no matter which side of the slash you're on or how new or not you are to kink. You'll sign up, and every day you'll receive an email with a thought, an idea, or a concept about DS specific to relationships or dominance or submission specifically. Think about that idea, write about it, talk about it with your partner or kinky friends. It's completely free if you sign up for the email program, but if you're too impatient for one email every day for 30 days, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I know you're out there. It's cool. You can actually buy the complete workbook with everything already done together, put together for you to do like in a weekend or something for $4.99. All links are in the show notes. For the second week in a row, we've got inspiration from the great Molly Moore of Kink of the Week. Because while you are listening to this a week or so after episode 91, we are recording 5 minutes after episode 91.
Right.
And we wanted to do something that might not be a long hour and a half rant.
Correct.
That was not what we wanted to do right before we leave to go somewhere. So we took inspiration yet again from Molly Moore, Kink of the Week. It's kinkoftheweek.mollysdailykiss.com, but do not worry, I will link to that in the show notes. If you have not checked out Kink of the Week, yeah, I totally recommend it. I don't know what the current topic is as of this point now that you're listening. I'm, like I said, I'm a time traveler. We recorded this 2 weeks ago, so I don't know right now.
Mm-hmm.
But cock rings was one of the more recent ones.
Yes.
And you, John Brownstone,
me,
wrote a piece on it.
Yes, I did.
You blogged for it.
Yes, I did.
So what we'll do, like we did last week in episode 91, we will link to that week's Kink of the Week on cock rings so you can see what everybody had to say about cock rings and everybody who participated. And then also in the show notes, I will actually link to Daddy's blog post.
Okay.
So people can read your blog post on.
Cool.
Right. So yes, we are taking inspiration from Kink of the Week. And I think I'm going to try probably to personally blog more for Kink of the Week going forward, because I do like it and it is interesting to think about those topics and to sort of think about them within your own perspective, which isn't much different than what we do here on the show. And I guess this is our way of participating late in the cock rings Kink of the Week. It's not going to be a long show.
No.
If you stuck around for the bonus section in episode 91, and I know not everybody does, then you heard that we have we went out of town for a week, and while we could work while we were out of town, we could not record the podcast. So we recorded this before we left, and we recorded two in one night.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night. And so we're official time travelers. So this is meant to be a shorter episode.
Correct.
And I cannot imagine it will not be a short episode. I always say that. I always feel like I'm jinxing myself. But like last week, I can't think of anything I might rant about when it comes to cock rings. I personally am very new to cock rings.
Hmm.
And I will start with the admission, because mm-hmm. I admitted it online. I think I commented on your blog post about this, that I used to think of cock rings as something that people with penises who are submissive, the penis or the person,
right,
would use. I did not think of them in terms of just using them to use them. My only view of them in porn or in erotica or whatever, mm-hmm. perving on Tumblr, it was typically a submissive man with a, like, massive thing around his cock. I didn't even know until recently how the hell they went on. Like, I knew nothing. And then I got a request from a toy company that I'd reviewed for in the past. Yes. And they said, we've got a cock ring. And I'm like, well, that's good. I know somebody with a cock. And they said, can we send it? And I did ask you before I said they right. could. And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll test it out. And now it's kind of one of our go-to toys.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you do that. Like, that's my experience with cock rings. Mm-hmm. I used to think it was a primarily submissive kind of toy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't, because you are certainly not submissive and you really like your cock ring. And so my eyes have been opened. And also, yours buzzes. And I know they don't all buzz.
No, they don't.
I'm not interested in the ones that don't buzz, but it's not my penis. So it is your penis.
Well, cock rings serve many different purposes. And I have to admit, there was a time that I did not see myself using one either. Did not think it was something that I would do until I tried it.
Now, was there a reason why you didn't think so, or you just weren't interested?
Well, myself as well, I thought it was something more of a submissive male.
And we should probably back up here, because a cock ring, what it is designed to do is to, tell me if I'm saying this wrong, constrict the blood flow a bit so that it prolongs your climax. It prolongs the orgasm. And it
can do a couple things. It helps to prolong having a climax, an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
It does restrict the blood, but not in. It keeps the blood flow in to keep you harder longer.
Right, and that is typically what it is. What a lot of people primarily will use it for is to keep them harder longer, and they can fuck longer.
Right,
but just like I have said, some people are victims of watching too much porn. I have watched too much porn. And while I've no interest in dominating a man, I prefer for the men to be dominating. Thank you very much. I am fascinated by male submission. And when I see mm-hmm. it either right in front of me, which I have, or through porn, I'm like watching and, you know, drooling from right. both ends. But I have seen it used as part of cock and ball torture, too. I mean, there's a lot of ways to use CBT.
There's a lot of different ways.
I'm not saying cock rings, that's what they're for. But that's when I have seen cock rings used most often in my porn viewing habits, which
right.
yet more proof that porn is not real. And so that's in my head. It just got established as, oh, you use that somehow to torment a penis. Okay. I don't want to torment a penis. I want to be tormented by a penis. Your penis and maybe others, but still.
Right.
I'm the tormented, not the tormentor.
Not the tormentee.
Tormentor.
Okay.
Is this like last week when we had the brain trooper? No, brainstormers. And the stormtroopers.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, there we've sort of defined cock rings,
right.
essentially.
And there are a lot of different kinds. There are just like some basic small silicone rings
mm-hmm.
that will go around the base of the shaft. There are some that have dual rings that will go around the shaft and around the balls.
And then I was reading, and because it was a kink of the week thing, and there was a lot of conversation going on because Molly blogged about it
mm-hmm.
too. There was somebody was saying that you can, especially if they're stretchy and not all, they will actually go around the cock and the balls all the way up, and so that's where the constriction is. I'm mm-hmm. y'all, I've got my fingers around my wrist to emulate it because you know you can see me and all. So I've pretended that
she's
my
doing
whole
a me.
Yeah. I've also pretended my hand is a cock, so, or balls. I'm not sure what I've pretended here. I just want to say cock and penis like as many times as I can.
Yeah.
And so then I will. But I mean,
someone's going to make a game of that, and every time you say it, they're going to take a shot.
Oh, they're going to be so drunk.
Yeah.
Please be careful. I don't want you to get alcohol poisoning. But yeah, so, and And in the conversation I saw in the comments, they were talking about the stretchy ones.
Right.
And that's what I see most often when I'm perving the adult stores online, too. Mm-hmm. But apparently you can get them in steel.
You can get them in steel. You can get them in leather.
Oh, God, leather?
Yeah.
Do you really want a rug burn down there? I'm just thinking maybe you don't want a rug burn down
no,
there.
It doesn't, get no, a rug it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No.
Like a rope burn?
It's just a thin strap of leather.
But they have edges. I've seen what leather, like the side of the leather cuffs can do if I pull against my cuffs.
Yeah, but leather can be worked in many different ways. It can be hard. It can be
just
soft.
I have this image of this poor, I won't say small, because you know me, poor little penis. That sounds awful. This poor cock with a leather cock ring, and he's just got a rug burn around it when he's done. Now, I do know. I'm going to get off that very quickly. Thank you. In perving all the comments, because, again, I'm a lurker, like from way back. I will watch and read and never join in and be happy with that. People were talking about how the idea of it not being stretchy made them very nervous, but there were guys going, oh, no, as long as you kind of get one that, you know, fits, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be stretchy.
It doesn't. But what you want to be careful of, you don't want it too tight either.
Oh, sure. No. Let's not amputate the cock.
No.
Nobody wants that.
And there's two ways to put it on. You could either put it on while you're flaccid before you get hard.
Okay.
Or after you're hard with a little bit of lube.
Huh. We like lube.
Yeah, lube is good.
Lube is good. Lube is our friend. We have lots and lots of lube, yeah. So you've got the one cock. We've got the one cock ring.
Correct.
And it's the only one we've ever done because it's the only one we've ever been offered, and we don't. I might perv the adult stores, but I actually am the type of person that if I'm going to buy a toy, I prefer to try to see it up close and put my hands on it before I buy it. What was I going to say?
No, I did used to have a leather one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You acted like the Tyler was like your real like only major experience. I did not know there was. So that's how you know you won't get rug burn, because you've had the leather one.
Well, here's my experience with that. I love leather.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And I saw this thing, and I was just like, I'm very intrigued by it.
I'm going to put leather on my cock.
Okay, so I bought it. It was rather inexpensive. It might not have really been leather, but
sure, looked leather. Right. Did it have the leather smell?
It had the leather feel. You know me with my smell.
Oh, true. But if it had the leather smell, I would have buried my face in your cock while wearing it just to smell the leather.
But now here was the problem with it for me. I think I tried it once for a brief few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, naturally, I'm a very hairy beast.
Okay. I can see where this is going.
And this went on. It had snaps.
Okay.
Different.
So you could, like, control the size?
So you control the size.
Oh, okay.
So I put it on. I'm like, oh, okay. Until I started moving. And my hairs got caught in the snaps. So for me, it was like,
take this shit off.
Done.
Quickly.
And it got filed permanently.
Aww.
Never to be seen again.
Oh, well, we need to find you another. I love the smell of leather.
Yeah.
And I know you can't smell. He has problems smelling, y'all. So you couldn't smell the leather, but if you wore a leather that did not pull the hair, leather cock ring, I would legitimately keep my nose like
probably.
Just buried in.
And I would try it again now at this point since I keep myself clean.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that about you.
I know.
So
I do manscape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which here's what's funny. It's not a quid pro quo. I was waxing it all off well before we ever met.
Right.
I started that right after my divorce. I just really wanted to, and I did. And everybody thought it was strange that I wasn't in a relationship and I was waxing. I'm like, no, I love this. This is awesome. Oh, I'm going to keep doing this. And I have for, oh my gosh, 5 years now. I've been waxing every month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were the one that said to me, well, because we would joke that nobody wanted to get hair in their teeth. And,
right.
And it's, I can hear some like social justice warriors out there. That is fine. If somebody grows their hair out, they like it and they enjoy it. Y'all go for it.
Right.
I don't care what you do.
It's a personal preference.
It's a personal preference.
To have or not to have.
I have never liked having hair down there. It's never been a thing I've liked. I don't never liked the spitting sound that always came after oral sex. And then, to be completely honest, when I was giving oral sex, I did not like then to come back up and like, have to like floss. So for us, nobody felt was made to feel guilty that they either wanted to be hairless, or if he had said he didn't want to be hairless. I have sucked his cock when he has been in between manscapes. It's fine. But it's a joke of ours, picking the teeth. So yes, he manscapes. But he said to me, will you go bare, not for him, but right. He gets the benefit of me being bare. And so he's like, here, I'll do it for you. And I was like, thank you. And then the first time we fucked after it, we were like, oh, we're addicted.
Yeah.
Because that's some good sensation. So yes. Anyway, that is the story on being bare.
Mm-hmm.
But we have played exclusively now at this point with a very specific cock ring.
Correct.
And there's a reason I like it. Now, you could talk about why you like it, but I'll say why I like it. It vibrates.
Yeah.
And it vibrates when he wears it in a certain angle. It vibrates against me. And yes. That's why I like it.
Right.
Like, I have no preference one way or the other. If you said, I only ever use cock rings when I fuck, I'd go, okay. And if you said, I never want to use a cock ring again, I'd go, okay. Because it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
So it's totally your personal preference. But I like the buzzy kind.
And I like it, too, for that reason. It's silicone, and it has a disc on top with a vibrator built in.
And it comes with a remote. That's how you turn it on and off. Does it have a remote, or do you actually have to use the button on the side?
You actually have to use the button on the side.
I might be thinking of one of your other toys that
you
have.
You're thinking of the Hot Octopus.
The Pulse. And that's a masturbator. That's not a cock ring at all. So, is it comfortable when you put it on? Have you...
Oh, yeah. I've worn it just when I played solo few times.
That's true. Here's how I know. That's how I can confirm this. I'll come home or, from a trip, or I'll just come home from errands or whatever. And on the sink in our bathroom will be like 5 toys. And I will know that he has been playing. I was thinking today as I saw our ceramic dildo on the counter next to his Pulse Duo masturbator by Hot Octopus, who we also adore, anybody who needs to use the bathroom at our house just needs to be prepared to see sex toys.
Yes.
Because they're pretty much always on the counter.
There's always something popping up
in some state. Really, the show on cock rings, you're going to talk about things popping up. You are totally the king of the kink puns now. Yep, it's totally happening. Yeah. So,
but it's a nice little thing. It's silicone. It's stretchy. Just a touch of lube, it slides right on.
So have you put it on? You have put it on both when you're flaccid and when you're hard, right?
Because
we've been in the middle of fucking. You've pulled out, gone to get it, slid it on, and gone right back, which that was a nice day. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because, of course, he turns it on.
Yeah.
And then what would happen in that case, because we are... our bodies match up very nicely.
Yes.
I'm sure part of that is because we are proportionate to one another, same height and everything. He would push in deep, and then he could just sort of sit there, and it would sit, the disc would sit against my clit.
And then just a little bit of rocking.
A little bit of rocking. I'm coming like a fucking freight train. And then as I'm clenching around his cock, so he doesn't really have to do much. It's like I'm giving him a vaginal hand job.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Did I just make a vaginal hand job? I gave you a vaginal hand job.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious because I've never been there to watch you use and it's the Tyler by Svakum.
Right.
We did a review on it ages ago. We've had it for a while. I'll link to the review in the show notes. We are not an affiliate of theirs, but we totally recommend. If you're interested, please feel free to try it. It's a great, great toy by them. So I'm trying to imagine this. So you have used the cock ring in conjunction with other toys when you've masturbated? Or just when you've masturbated with your hand?
Just with my hand.
Oh, okay. Did it prolong your orgasm?
Yes.
Did it make you harder?
Yes.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Well, how come I never get to see you play like that?
Well, the one time you were in a Eroticon, you were in London.
Yeah, he had a lot of fucking fun while I was at a Eroticon because I'm getting messages. Oh, I've just drained the battery on the Pulse. Will you tell the Hot Octopus people that I love their toy? Well, of course I will. And then like a weirdo, I show up at the vendor show early the next morning. I'm like, hi, Allison from Hot Octopus. I know you barely know me, but I want to let you know that John Brownstone loves the Pulse, and he killed the battery in it, and so now it has to recharge before you play it. I don't even know what the battery, like how long. Most rechargeable toys will tell you get like 90 minutes, an hour, yeah, or whatever. You didn't play with it that long, right? You just went a long time between charges, right? Why are you not saying anything? You just masturbated yourself for an hour and a half until it finally died like a sad little wind-up toy. Okay, I don't have anything to add much to the impression of a dying masturbator, which Hot Octopus refers to as the guybrator, which is awesome.
Yes.
And we could do a whole show on that. I will point out, though, for anybody going, he's a dominant, he uses a cock ring, first of all, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check your expectations. And two, they talk about sex toys and masturbation, but I thought they were happily together. We are. That's why. Because he gets to masturbate with sex toys when I'm not around, and I don't have a problem with it. Because in our world, and I am in, I think everybody should do what they're comfortable with, and it's all about consent and what turns you on. But this idea that a healthy, thriving, sexually active relationship cannot incorporate masturbating on our own when the other one's not around, using sex toys and masturbating together, using sex toys together. Like, they're called toys for a reason. This right. is like fucking play. Y'all.
Boys and their toys.
And girls and their toys. Right. And non-gender, well, binary people in their toys. Everybody in their toys.
You use toys.
I love toys.
Yes, you do.
But I love them when we use them together.
Right. You like when we play with them together. But you do use them alone as well.
I do.
The difference is you have to ask permission.
True. Well, yes and no. I mean, I kind of, you set the rule where I don't have to do it quite that way.
I did give you a little bit more open.
I had to let you know, though.
Right.
But
because you started doing so many reviews.
Oh my gosh, I know. I've gotten to take a little bit of a break recently, and I'm like, my clitoris is very happy that I have stopped putting strange buzzing things against it for a while. Not that I'm stopping doing reviews. I'm not. I'm still open to them. I accepted no more for a while. And I'll probably get back up to it once we get back from our trip, because it's fun. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the point. Whether it's a cock ring, or it's a masturbation sleeve, or it's a vibrator, or it's a dildo, or it's an anal plug, or it's a whatever, it's you don't have to like every toy out there. You don't even necessarily have to like sex toys all that much, or at all, but they are there to try for people who are.
Right.
And they absolutely have a place in a healthy, thriving, sexually active relationship. Mm-hmm. We do not use toys in place of the other.
No.
We do it to add sensation and an experience to make it a little bit different, because, you know, your hand can get boring, and sometimes you want to try something new. And I don't think you understood the power of vibrations till we started playing with sex toys.
No, I didn't.
Because you bought our Hitachi for me.
Correct.
So that was not a review product. That was a gift.
I bought that as a Christmas present.
It was awesome. Best Christmas present ever. It's why we do the Christmas show or the December show on sex toys. Because it's like, no, get your loved one a sex toy for Christmas.
Yes.
Just don't open it when the kids are around, okay? But I still remember the first time you took the whole Hitachi from me. I mean, I was done with it. It wasn't like you yanked it from me and we did tug of war. And place it against your junk. That was awesome. That was one of your first experiences with vibrations, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're hooked.
Yeah, I think that's what started it for me.
Yeah, because there's not a toy. If I say, oh my God, I love this toy, even if it's a clitoral stimulator with a smaller head, essentially, you have placed it on your body to go, okay, what's this feel like?
Right.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I love the noises you make when you do that. Like, Yeah, but it's like anything else.
Yeah.
There's toys I love, and you put it on you and go, I feel nothing, you know? And then there's some I'm like, I don't really love this toy. And you're like, let me try. And next thing you know, you're, you know, having a good time. So cock rings are the same thing. And part of me wouldn't mind trying cock rings.
The nice thing about the Tyler, you know, obviously the disc will sit against her clit.
That's my favorite part.
Right. But what I've done, me who likes to try different things, as she just told you, I have taken it, turned it around so the disc is against my balls.
You like vibrations against your balls.
Yeah, I do.
I have watched you place all kinds of things against them. You have a pretty high tolerance for your balls, though, because like I have, it's not like I've had a lot of balls on my face in my lifetime.
Okay.
Even if I had, it would be okay, but I have not. But most guys that I have been with are either extremely sensitive, just touch them a certain way and it's just, oh my gosh, or they are terrified. You are the only set of balls I have ever known where you actually will, as long as I'm gentle and careful, you will let me rake my nails up them. I love doing that.
I love the sensation of that.
I know. You place the fucking Hitachi against them. You're like, let's try this and just jam them up. Jammed up against my clitoris, I am speaking in tongues. And you're like, give me that thing. Let's see what'll happen. Your eyes rolled back in your head. That was pretty awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, I could see. I feel like I need to exploit the fact that you will put almost any vibrate-y, buzzy thing against your junk.
That doesn't sound very good when you put it that way.
No, I mean, like, we need to go looking for more toys to, like, try and go, ooh, what's it feel like on your balls? What's it feel like on your cock?
Well, let's face it. There is a very limited range of toys for men.
And some of the offerings are growing, but yeah,
it is growing now. I mean, you know, you've got your sleeves, you've got cock rings, obviously. They've evolved as with the Tyler. Hot Octopus.
Yeah, Hot Octopus just in general is a brand.
Yeah.
They've got a new toy out that, oh, I want to try so bad. It's the Queen Bee. It's a clitoral stimulator, which I know will find its way to your balls if I ever get my hands on one. I'm pretty sure you go, let me see what this feels like. But, you know, I think that's a wonderful thing in general. You are more willing to experiment and try new things than I am. I'm very cautious. And you're not that you're not cautious. You are cautious, but you've
I'm cautious about what
about your
down.
Cock and balls. I know.
They're very close to me.
You like them a whole lot,
yes,
don't
I do.
You? I did hear that about you. But you are willing to just, you're kind of adventurous with it. You know, now I
think at heart, and this is something I've always been, goes kind of back to when I was even younger. You know, I may not have understood my understanding and proclivities for BDSM, but at heart, I was always somewhat of a hedonist. Okay. I was always a little bit of a sexual explorer.
Yes, you are. I know things. And yes, you are. You strike me as the person who, on a sexual level, unless it hits a hard limit, of course, will try almost anything once.
I think so.
I have plans for you.
Uh-oh.
And your cock and your balls. And, and if anybody's got a drinking game, here, penis, there you go.
Down, girl.
Well, if I go down, there's only one place to go.
Thank you.
So I think we put the show together just so we could have a reason to talk about your cock.
Yeah.
For probably close to 30 minutes. Just 30 minutes about John Brownstone's cock. There are people out there swooning.
Go, come on.
Oh, please. I have seen the messages you get. So we have established you like Tyler.
Yes.
The cock ring.
The Tyler is a really nice toy. You know, if you don't want to try any other cock ring, give that one a try at least.
And I would almost say, because it's not an inexpensive toy.
No, it's not.
If you are brand new to them, a silicone stretchy one, because a lot of people say, and I saw that a lot in the comments on the different posts that were being talked about with cock rings. People were like, I'm really afraid. What if it can't come off? Then you get a stretchy one and then you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But everybody else said, no, it will come off. If you get it on,
it'll come off. And remember, you know what? It's like anything else. Safety. If there is a problem, it is silicone.
Yeah, silicone. Okay. Cut that bad boy off.
Keep a pair of safety scissors.
Yep.
Handy. Yeah. Right? You're not going to hurt you're not going to hurt the guy.
No, I would think that'd be the one time somebody would be really careful with scissors.
Well, yeah. But no, in all reality, you know, aside from a steel cock ring or a cage, you know, silicone, it'll come off easy.
Yeah, and everything I read said that even they were talking about the stainless steel kind or the whatever, they were like, no. If you got it on, you can get it off.
Right.
Worst case scenario, somebody did point out the worst case scenario, what if you can't? You go to the ER, they will help you get it off. And I promise you, the ER has seen way worse than that.
Yes.
We have seen the headlines recently of gerbils in places that no poor gerbil mm-hmm. should ever... Did anybody get the consent of that gerbil? No, they did
probably not.
So, yeah, but if you want to try one, start small with just a silicone ring.
Right.
There are a few dollars at any online
retailer. Silicone rings are fairly inexpensive. Many times, either online or at a local sex toy. Sometimes you can even get packs of three or four.
Yeah, you can get several with sizes.
And they have different sizes.
Yeah, so, but no, I thought... The reason I went, let's talk about cock rings, other than to be able to talk about John Brownstone's cock, because who doesn't want to talk about that? I did want to make sure that we made it clear. There's no way I'm the only human being on the planet, let alone kinkster, who goes, cock rings, don't submissive guys use those? You know, sure. No, people with penises, regardless of big D or little S, can, if you want to,
right.
enjoy a cock ring. And that was a nice moment of growing up for me. You know,
what it comes down to, we are all sexual beings, men, women, you know, regardless of how you...
Some level of the spectrum, because there's...
Right. And that's however you know... God, I see it's
identify.
Late.
Identify. I know it's late
Thank
for
you.
Us. I know.
Thank you. However you identify, you know, dominant, submissive, we are a sexual being. Okay? And maybe it's not for you. Maybe it is. If it's something you want to try, by all means, try it. If you don't think it's for you, you don't have to do it. For me, I tried it, and I got pleasure from it.
And it's like one of your go-to toys. You have
yes.
two. You have two that I know of. Tell me if I'm wrong. You've got the Pulse Baja Octopus. You've got the Tyler by Svacom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your Butters Lube.
Right.
Butters Lube just sort of sits right there, really close by.
Yeah.
Am I missing? Those are the two I know of.
The Tanga, the egg.
Oh yeah, you like the egg.
Yes.
The egg, y'all. Not a cock ring. Not a vibrating anything. It's like a sheath that goes over the top of your cock, and then you use it to help with a hand job. You pop some lube
right.
in it, and you get some extra sensation and glidiness.
Yeah.
When I bought it, I was supposed to be the one that gave him the hand job, but then he got, I don't know where I was, but he used it when I wasn't there, and I went, well, did you enjoy that? I was going to enjoy it with you. And he was like, oh yeah, it was great. I've used it a couple of times now. But I have to say, because that's where all the cum goes, I'm kind of glad he uses it by himself, because then he's got to, like, clean out the receptacle with all the cum in it. I don't really like body fluids either. I am, like, I am no yeah. fun, okay? I am no fun. How did I become a submissive? I don't know. So much I'm not really a fan of.
But I look at it all as in part of, you know, we experiment with DS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we push the limits of our submissives into doing new and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same of myself, trying different things.
And you seem to be having a damn good time doing it.
That's what it all comes down to. As long as you're enjoying it and
exactly
not hurting anybody.
Exactly. Consent.
Right.
Does your cock consent to what you do to it?
Yes.
Do your balls consent?
Yeah.
Does your hand consent?
Yes.
Okay, then there you go. You're good.
The only thing I have to watch out once in a while, you know, right hand might get jealous of the left hand, or, you know.
Have you become ambidextrous with your masturbating? Do you use both hands? I'm never there. You never do it when I'm around. When I'm there, you're usually on me, which, hey, that's great. But is your left hand getting any action at all? nobody can hear you nodding at me, Daddy. He's got this look on his face like, oh, don't you want to know? Yeah, that left hand's getting some action. That left hand is so fucking happy. We are so way off topic of cock rings. It turned into...
My hands are poly. They're not.
Your hands are poly? Well, okay. I don't have a comeback for that. Nobody has a comeback for that. If you have a comeback for that, when you hear this, you feel free to tweet, message, or email, because I need to know what the comeback for that is.
Excuse me.
I'm thinking of Amy of Coffee and Kink, who is poly, and usually has a comeback for everything. I'm really hoping she listens to episode 92. Because I need a comeback for that. Your hands are poly. What? What? Blew my tiny little mind. Yes, he did.
Yep.
So it was yet another episode with no rants.
No.
But I think people have opinions on things. So, like last time, like every time, every show we do, we don't always remember to say this because we sometimes forget to be professional about these things. But if you do have an opinion on cock rings, if you have an experience you want to share on cock rings, good or bad, you know, if you'd like to be the warning for others, that's fine. If you'd like to go, no, there's this other one you totally need to try, please feel free to message us, tweet at us. The show notes page actually has a comment section. If you come to the show notes page, you can talk to us there. We have an email. You can catch us on FetLife. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much freaking everywhere. And we are traveling today. If you listen to this on the Friday it comes out. So if
we're on our way home.
Right. For 11 hours in a car with two children.
Actually,
and a dog.
12 because we lose an hour.
We do. Well, but the amount of time is still the same. It just feels longer. Please don't make it longer than it is, Daddy.
We're
it's
traveling
a long
backwards
day.
In time.
Well, we are such time travelers. Why do I not have a TARDIS? So we won't respond immediately if you message us on Friday. But we do. We will. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Especially if you're like, oh, I got a cock ring you need to try. Or if you're if you're like me and you had always considered it something that, you know, submissive penises played with. And I say submissive penis because you can have a penis and not be a man. You know, we have trans listeners, so I don't like to just say, you know, I like to include everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's why for some people are going, why does she keep saying that? That's why I say it, because I don't have a more elegant way to say it. If anybody would like to teach me a more elegant way to say that, please, please let me know. But yeah, if you have considered cock rings a submissive thing and you're like, oh, wait, no, I had an epiphany too. Share that too. Yeah. I know I'm not the only person out there. No. It's why I thought, let's talk about it for a little bit.
It's a toy. It can mix things up a little bit. It can, add a little different sensation to...
Exactly. And I think it was Mrs. Fever, who I really like. She's a great blogger and kind of makes me think she's probably a very scary dominant in a sexy way, I mean. But she said there's no such thing as a submissive thing, a submissive item, or a submissive, product or activity. It's the feeling you put into it. The people doing it. When a submissive does it in that moment, it is a submissive thing. But that doesn't make like all cock rings inherently submissive.
Right.
So that was sort of what I, other than getting you to talk about your penis on the show for 30 minutes, that was the reason I was like, no, let's talk about cock rings, because I try to consider myself relatively enlightened, but I know I'm always learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to watch you have a great deal of fun with a cock ring to jangle my head up a little bit and go, oh, no, this isn't submissive at all. There's nothing submissive about you or your penis. See, if y'all are drinking now, man, here's what you do. So you probably listen to this on your way to work or on your way home where you should not be drinking. Listen to it later and just make it a drinking game. Like, don't even listen to the content. Just wait for me to say penis or cock and take a shot every time. And there you go. I've given somebody alcohol poisoning out there. Okay, maybe don't do that. Maybe water it down. I don't know. I don't know. Be careful. Be safe. And that, I think, is all we can really say about cock ring. We've said way more than we could probably say about cock rings. But I really do mean it. If you've got insight, if you've got your own experience, if you've come to your own realization about cock rings, feel free.
Yeah.
We learn from each other.
Yes, we do.
And then, of course, you can always go to the forum. We'll have this posted later. Not the day of the show, y'all.
It'll probably be the day after, yeah.
Right. But we can talk about it there, too, if you want. That's cool.
Okay.
So we are time travelers. We are recording this 2 weeks before you hear it. Before you could possibly hear it. If you listen to it the Friday it goes live, we are traveling on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, we will be very tired
yes.
people when we get home.
Road weary.
Okay. Very weary. Yes. But yeah, message us, talk to us.
Absolutely.
We love hearing from you guys. Love it. We like your questions. We like your stories. We like it all.
We just love you.
We do. We do love you.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I don't say it enough, but I probably say it too much. I'm probably creeping people out. They're like, this chick, there's something fucking wrong with her.
We probably should let him go now.
But I want to hold on to him forever. I want to name them George and love them forever. And anybody gets that reference? Oh, that's so awesome if you do.
And hug them and kiss them.
Consensually, only
yes,
consensually.
Consensually.
Okay, we're done. We didn't even do a bonus section. What the hell's wrong with us?
All right.
Okay.
Keep it kinky, y'all.
We'll see you next week.